All right, we've all seen these signs around places. Not too many of them anymore. Most people have taken them down because they know it ticks off a lot of legitimate people that could support their business. But Minnesota does allow private property owners and tenants to post their property. Landlords cannot post. Mall of America is a landlord. They lease space to tenants. Burnsville Mall, same thing. Now, they do have signs up at both of those places, but they can't enforce them because they're landlords. Every tenant in the property would have to have signs up to keep you out of their stores. And even at that, we should be able to, according to the law, carry in common areas. But most store owners don't have, any store owners in the malls don't have those signs up. Minnesota law specifies that the font size should be 1.5 inches minimum and the typeface Arial for the sign to be legal. And it must be prominently posted 4 to 6 feet above ground level. The property has to be posted or the permit holder must verbally be told no guns are allowed. So one of the two ways you get notification, and notice it's an or. So you could have a sign up or somebody could say as you came in the door, no guns are allowed. And you'd have to be asked to leave, and that's the kicker. So either notification is fine, and you have to be asked to leave no matter what the notification methodology is. So if you're not asked to leave, you haven't committed any infraction of the law. So carry past the signs and be safe. Okay, if somebody sees your gun and they ask you to leave, leave then. The penalty for not leaving when you're asked is a petty misdemeanor. It's a slap on the hand like a parking ticket. Does not go on your criminal record. You cannot be arrested, your gun cannot be confiscated, and it's only a $25 fine.